This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We are incredibly lucky to have Colonel David Hunt on this show with some regularity. Served our country remarkably well, heroically, for close to 30 years, still extraordinarily plugged in with the military, and a great guest for us. As I say all the time, he is willing to praise, he's willing to criticize politics. Your party does not matter. He'll give his opinions with facts backing them up. He'll break stories with us. It's always great to have Colonel Hunt on the show. The Colonel, like all of our guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Colonel, I listened to the President, the Vice President, Secretary of Defense, National Security Advisor, and not one of them is willing to say this, Colonel. Not one is willing to say that Russia invaded Ukraine. Not one is willing to say Russia started this conflict, which began 3 years ago today. As a man who served this country incredibly well, what is your reaction when you hear that?
I'm very disappointed. Can you hear me okay from this?
Yes. Yep, we got you fine, okay. Colonel.
Thanks. We have to remember that this all starts after the Winter Olympics in 2012 or 13. Russia invades Crimea, then invades Ukraine in 2014. So the Ukrainians have been fighting since 2014. I know we all think about the last 3 years because of the massive size of the attack by the Russians. But there is no possibility, no rational human being can discuss Ukraine without saying Russia started this. Russia invaded them. Russia's lost almost 900,000 soldiers. The only thing I can think of is because President Trump has always been pissed off at Zelensky and Ukraine for, got impeached because of him. And now he's trying to end the war and want to blame you. How do you blame Ukraine for anything except defending themselves is beyond me. It's ridiculous. And everyone you mentioned, job is at stake if they disagree with the president. So
yes, exactly.
What you get is people, there's some of the people you mentioned, two of them, served the military during this last war.
Yeah, right.
And can't run special forces. They both have combat infantry badges. They both served extremely well and can parrot back what you just said. It's absolutely ridiculous, inane babbling to suggest anything except Ukraine back in 2000, Russia back in the 2012, 2013 started this. So it's disappointing at best.
Where do you think we're potentially heading with this minerals deal? You know, this has been on the discussion point for the president when he was running. He didn't cite minerals as much, just some sort of financial compensation. back to the United States. The reporting is that we want up to $500, wait for it, billion dollars over a period of time back in minerals from Ukraine for our support, for the money, which was okayed by the previous administration and by Congress, combination. And that Zelensky is saying this is utterly ridiculous, but there's going to be some deal on minerals. To what level, I don't know. What, as someone who not only was a part of history but studied history, what is your read on that deal if we head that way?
By the way, it's rare earth minerals. It's outrageous. Yep. I mean, we are the most important, the biggest country in the world. I mean, we are the world leaders. And you can't go around saying, look, if I'm going to help you, you're going to give me a 5-to-1 ratio on feedback, money back. I know everyone wants to defend this as the art of the deal. It's embarrassing. I mean, it's absolutely embarrassing. We have to be, by the way, honest about all this. While the U.S. has given more military aid to Ukraine, yes, but the total aid package, Europe has outpaced us. It's not just the U.S. doing this. But you can't have our president telling another country that the aid I gave you, I want it 5 times back. It makes no sense. It's like, I'm going to invade Greenland and Panama, and I want all the rare earth minerals from Ukraine. I don't know where to. There's just so many things being thrown against the wall to see if it sticks. My problem with all this is Congress is being run over at the same time. So these things have to have some kind of shelf life, but it's ridiculous. I don't know what else to say.
When you look back at how the former commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, handled this, and now you have the hindsight of that, because we're talking a lot about Trump, but anytime a current president steps in, he inherits part of the decision-making by the former president. What is a fair appraisal in your mind of the way Biden responded from the start of the invasion until he left office a little more than a month ago?
Well, I appreciate the amount of money that was given, military aid and humanitarian aid. I thought that the Biden administration slow rolled the aid package to Ukraine. I thought it should have been much faster with the M1 tank, much faster with the F-16s, much faster with lifting the restrictions that the weapons we were giving them could go into Russia. And even now, it's still limited. So I thought, yeah, you helped them, but it could have done a lot more. I mean, look, from my standpoint, we're killing Russians for cheap money. There are no U.S. soldiers involved in this. Those are Ukrainians flying planes and driving tanks and digging ditches. So for me, it's cheap to kill that many Russians through Ukraine. But I thought the Biden administration today could have done a lot more, a lot faster.
This is Colonel David Hunt, 29 years of brilliant military work for our country in so many key areas. What can you tell us, sir, about your sources, about the status of the war right now?
I got a couple of still good ones there. Ukraine has done a remarkable job in defending. What we have to start, though, with is that 20% of Ukraine has been taken about by Russia. And my fear is the Ukrainians are doing a great job defending. They've made millions of drones, and they're going to make millions more. They've changed the nature of warfare from the use of drones. Something we need to catch up on. But the problem is that sounds like we're rushing to get this peace deal. And my concern is they're going to draw a line where they stop now, which gives Russia 20% of Ukraine. It's a bad mistake. So the Ukrainians are doing a lot better, but the total, I mean, you've got to understand, we have to understand that the Ukrainians have lost probably 700,000 soldiers, and the Russians have probably lost about 900,000. And that's horrific. That's over a million soldiers in Europe that have died. And we're not counting since the war has been in 2014. I think we're counting in the last 3 years. That's staggering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's hard to fathom that number.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me get to a couple other issues here. USAID, it appears after a court ruling that everyone has been laid off. You served our country across the globe on the military side, but you're very familiar with USAID. And I understand that there's going to be some level of incompetence, some level of money that should not have been spent. But I've heard from a lot and read these stories from a lot of military individuals, present and past, who've said, this is such a multifaceted battle we face when we go across the globe. And USA can help us when we're not there. What do you want to say about the role of USAID? And if this holds up and if they're all laid off, what this might mean going forward?
Let me start off with the big lie that get everybody excited. We were spending $50 million on condoms to Gaza, giving them to Hamas. Everyone was in an uproar, Chad. I mean, oh my God, we're giving condoms to terrorists.
Yes.
It was a lie. It wasn't, it was to Gaza, Mozambique, not to Gaza in Israel.
And certainly not to Hamas.
Thank you. And my experience with, I've worked with USAID on four different times. The advantage to them is incalculable. By the way, almost 40% of their workforce are accountants. You don't like what they're doing, that's one thing. But you can't talk about fraud with USAID. And there's so many lies about this. They're a valuable tool in the United States, projecting power and influence, period. They're a very valuable tool. It is, and whoever said before, multifaceted, absolutely. And the special forces, we're with them all the time. And oh, by the way, it's not a very good kept secret. We do we use them a lot to throw spies in the middle of a USAID operation, and it's been done for years. But they are very competent. You don't like some of the things. At least be honest. That things, stories like $50 million to condoms in Gaza is a lie. There was money spent
ridiculous.
On. In Mozambique, Gaza and Mozambique. So I'm totally against cutting up USAID. And I'm hearing he's going to try to cut up FEMA. These are things that have helped people for my lifetime. And these are stupid decisions. And it's taking away from our efforts, period.
This is Colonel David Hunt, Chad Hartman with you on CCO. About 3-4 minutes more, and we'll let the Colonel go. We have a new Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. We talked about him the last time we chatted about his nomination. He was confirmed, and he's made a number of decisions, including working with the president. We have a new Joint Chiefs of Staff. What is your read on who was fired and who replaced him?
Okay, this is all like procedure. There's people want to talk about the general officers, the Joint Chiefs, and the senior officer, which was Brown, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, are not political. That's crap. That's wrong. It's not true. You want to be a general officer in the United States military, you are a politician. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is an advisor to the president of the United States. So Trump had hired some big names like McMaster's, like Milley,
yeah,
and others.
First term.
Trump thinks that they turned against him. So now the people he's hiring at the big level are, number one, have to be loyal to him. What they did is pull a guy out of retirement, a 3-star general, make him a 4-star general, and make him the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And it's a slap in the face. The other part that he did, he fired all of the senior legal officers, JAGs, mm-hmm. general officer
yep.
JAGs, and all the services. He didn't take the position away, but he's going to replace them with, again, people with loyalty. He's felt hurt and lied to, and people weren't nice to him or whatever. And so this is the way he's taking it out.
Guy qualified, Colonel?
Pardon me?
Is this guy, Dan Kane, is he qualified?
He's as qualified, but Chad, he's as qualified as any of our generals. Brown, we had a lot of qualifications. Milley was very qualified. So this guy has been a 3-star, about to be a 4-star. He's okay. He's all right. It's just, the point is, if the president wants this guy to advise him versus anybody else, there were a lot of qualified people. DEI played a part in this as well, but most of this has to do with the previous generals and the Secretary of State and the National Security Advisors, from Trump's standpoint, were not loyal to him. People who are in this administration at high levels now are all loyalists. That's, I think, what this is about.
You are tremendous. Thanks again for coming on, and most importantly, thanks for your service. And enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Anytime. Thanks, Chad.
Colonel David Hunt, right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.